All right, diving in today, and something we all probably think about sometimes, maybe wrestle with, giving, fasting, and prayer.
Three biggies for sure.
Yeah, huge topics. And we've got Dr. Bill Mounce's take on these from his lecture series on the Sermon on the Mount, specifically Matthew chapter 6.
Where Jesus gets real practical, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And Mounce, he just keeps coming back to this question. Are we doing these things for show? Or are we doing them for God?
Motive matters.
Huge. Like it could change everything.
Mounce uses this image of people announcing their gifts with trumpets.
Okay, so like nobody's doing that today, are they?
Well, no, not literally walking around with a marching band. But think about it. The point is making a spectacle of it, right? Wanting everyone to see how good you are.
Like that virtue signaling thing.
Exactly. And Mount says, back then, some synagogues, get this, they actually had these offering boxes built to make this loud clang when the money hit.
Oh, wait, seriously?
So you couldn't miss it. Everyone knew. Look at me, I'm so generous.
So less about trumpets, more about that.
Mm-hmm.
Desire to be seen. And it's not just giving either, right? Fasting, prayer, same deal.
Mounce goes there for sure. Sometimes, even when we're doing good things, our hearts aren't right. And then he tells this story about a pastor who called out this wealthy donor right in the middle of a sermon.
Oh, no.
Says his money was stinking because he was trying to control the church with it.
Intense.
Yeah.
Makes you think, like, how often are we doing that? Maybe not that blatantly, but looking for recognition. A pat on the back.
Definitely something to ponder. Made me think of that conversation you mentioned, the one with your wife about tax deduction.
Oh, yeah, that was a fun one.
For charitable giving.
Right. She's like, isn't that kind of announcing your good deeds?
Yeah.
Going against the whole don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing thing.
Interesting point, right? Like, where's the line? The heart of it is giving in secret. But do deductions count?
Yep.
Up for debate, I guess.
Totally. It's about examining your own heart, right?
Yeah.
But even if you're not broadcasting it, Mount says, we should have this poor memory about giving.
Don't dwell on it. No scorekeeping.
Let's focus on the impact, like actually seeing the need met.
There's the joy right there,
right.
Making a difference.
That makes so much sense.
Mm-hmm.
Not some
yeah.
Gold star from God. It's about the joy of the thing itself. But okay, impact. This gets tricky with capital campaigns, right? Big donors, their names on buildings.
Yeah, that tension. Honoring generosity versus is it for the recognition?
Mount mentions biblical training, how they do it. They ask for big donations, no promises of recognition.
Interesting. Purity of motive front and center. Which, okay, this is where Mount drops the bomb. He says, I don't believe in rewards.
Hold on, wait. What? Like, no heaven.
He clarifies it, but yeah, at first it's like, whoa, he means earthly rewards, not the do good, get rich kind of thing.
Oh, okay. The prosperity gospel stuff.
Right. Not that. Mount says the real reward is the joy of doing what's right, being in line with God. He compares it to parenting. You don't raise kids expecting a payback.
Either because you love them, because it's what you do.
And seeing them flourish, that's the reward.
Right there.
Exactly. He gives examples from his own life, too. His kids turning out well, biblical training, reaching people all over the world, free education.
That's got to be so fulfilling, just seeing that happen. So not about a prize at the end. It's the good stuff along the way, which, okay, treasures in heaven. That always kind of throws me. Look, but we're piling up gold on clouds.
Yeah, not quite. Think of it more like investing in what lasts, relationships, character, serving others,
yeah.
Things that point back to God ultimately.
Okay, so like how I spend my time even, is it stuff that really matters? Or just chasing success here, you know, stuff that fades away eventually.
That's the question, isn't it? What are we building on? What are we bringing to Jesus at the end of it all?
Good stuff to think about. So we've done giving, rewards, those deep. What about fasting, though? You said Mounce doesn't actually do it himself.
He doesn't, but he brings in John Piper, who's written a ton on it. Just so we're clear, we're talking giving up food, right? But not necessarily water, just for a time.
Not some crazy diet thing.
No, not at all. And Mounce is strong on this. It's not about punishing yourself or trying to force God's hand. And it's not a command either. It's more about making space, getting hungry for God on purpose.
Sometimes people think it's like the body's bad or something. You got to beat it down.
Mounce pushes back on that hard. We're one whole being, right? Body and soul.
Yeah.
Not about fighting yourself. More about what's taking God's place in our lives.
So food is like a symbol in this case for all the stuff we turn to instead of God, maybe.
Could be. Piper puts it like this. Are we willing to do whatever it takes to be closer to God? That's a challenge.
And it doesn't have to be food, right? Mounts even says, could be consumerism, social media, whatever's become an idol for us.
Anything that's pulling us away.
He tells this story about a friend, lost a ton of weight. Not by dieting, but by deciding food wasn't his god anymore. It was a heart change.
That's where it starts, right? Our priorities.
And then everything else can follow.
Yeah.
Okay, so giving, fasting, now prayer. Mel's kind of skips over this one, said he'll do a whole other lecture on it.
He does, yeah. But same idea applies. Like the other two, it's got to be about God, not an audience.
Easy trap to fall into, though, huh? Praying for selfish stuff or trying to sound super holy.
Like those guys Jesus talked about praying on street corners. All show, no substance.
Got to check ourselves. Why am I praying? Am I trying to get God to do what I want?
Good question to ask. It's supposed to be a conversation with our Father, not a shopping list, not a performance.
So it all circles back, right, to that one question from Mounts. Who are we trying to please? People.
We're going to end up empty.
Building on sand.
But God, that's where the solid stuff is, the true joy.
Yeah, like that whole house on the rock thing, right? Might be harder work, but it's going to stand. So as we wrap this up, what really hit home for you out of all this? What stuck?
Honestly, that even good actions, if our motives are off, it can be messed up. It's so easy to want to look good, you know?
Yeah.
Feel all righteous. But that's not what God wants.
Yeah, he wants the heart. Like, pure intention, yeah. Right? And that's hard. It's like constantly got to check yourself. Am I doing this because it's right or just to get points?
Exactly. Not a checklist. It's that deeper thing. Wanting to be close to God, please him, be more like him.
And that's where Mounts' thing of rewards makes sense, right? Not getting stuff back. It's the joy in the doing. Making a difference. Growing.
Those internal rewards. That peace you get when you're in line with God's purpose. That's the treasure that lasts.
So going back to our lives. Giving, fasting, praying. Biggest takeaway, got to keep asking ourselves, who am I doing this for?
And if it's not for God, maybe I got to rethink things, get our hearts straight.
Ditch the trumpets. Focus on the good stuff, the stuff that lasts. Thanks for diving in with me today.